Positive Psychology: The Scientific and Practical Explorations of Human Strengths. Authors C.R. Snyder, Shane J. Lopez, and Jennifer Tamarato Pedrotti. Welcome to Positive Psychology. Positive psychology is the study of what Robert F. Kennedy calls the things in life that make it worthwhile. Building Human Strength, a Psychology's Forgotten Mission. After the war, psychologists found that they could make a living treating mental illness. But the downside was that we became a victimology. Viewing human as essentially passive, psychologists treated mental illness with a theoretical framework of repairing damaged habits, damaging drives, and damaged brains. But 50 years later, this science of psychology is not just a study of weakness and damage, it's also the study of strength and virtue. Treatment is not just fixing what is broken, it's nurturing the best within ourselves. Dimensions of well-being. Emotional well-being consists of perception of avowed happiness and satisfaction with life, along with the balance of positive and negative effects. This threefold structure of emotional well-being consists of life's satisfaction, positive effect, and the absence of negative effect. Positive outcomes associated with love. Agape is a spiritual love that reflects on selflessness and altruism. The type of love involves concern for another's welfare and being relatively undemanding for oneself. Although it's not the most celebrated form of love, it may be the most beneficial. Our view is that we could use our strengths to be more giving and build relationships founded on selflessness. Developing strengths and living in well-cultured context. Culture counts. Culture and society play pivotal roles in mental health and mental health services. Understanding the wide range of roles and culture in society enables the mental health field to design and deliver services that are more responsive to the needs of their racial and ethnic minorities. Promoting resilience comprises risk-focused strategies that reduce risk stressors, asset-focused strategies that improve the quality of social capital, and process-focused strategies that mobilize power of the human adaptation systems. Positive emotion. Positive emotions increase resistance to common cold. Emotional styles influence health. People with higher negative emotional styles reported more symptoms than expected from objective health markers. Those with lower positive emotions reported fewer symptoms of illness than expected. Positive emotional style was also associated with better health. Positive cognitive states and processes. Self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is a learned human pattern of thinking. It begins in infancy and continues throughout the lifespan. Self-efficacy is based on the premise of social cognitive theory, which holds that humans actively shape their lives rather than passively reacting to environmental forces. Hope. Hope is defined as a goal-directed thinking in which the person utilizes thinking. High hopers have positive emotional sets and a sense of zest that stems from their histories of success in goal pursuits, whereas low hopers have negative emotional sets and a sense of emotional flatness that stems from their histories of having failed in goal pursuits. Lastly, high or low hope people bring those overriding emotional sets with them as they undertake specific goal-related activities. Wisdom and courage. Wisdom, prudence, and courage, fortitude, are two primary virtues along with justice and temperance. These virtues are cognitive and motivational dispositions that in themselves designate not only the adaptive fitness for individuals' achievements, but also the idea of convergence of an individual goal achievements with becoming a good person from a communal and social ethical point of view. Hence, courage is needed in only those instances when fact, wisdom, and faith do not suffice, either because we simply lack them or because they are irrelevant to or ineffective against our distress. Knowledge, wisdom, and opinion can provide fear with its objects or deprive it of them. They do not impart courage, but rather offer an opportunity. Mindfulness and flow, in search of optimal experiences. Passive habits are easy to establish and hard to break, so mindless pursuits of less than meaningful goals or unchallenging ones leaves people feeling bored and empty. Conversely, intentional, moment-to-moment searches for optimal experiences give us joy and fulfillment. These positive pursuits bring about the sanity in daily life that's grounded in competence and happiness. Mindfulness is a state of mind. Mindfulness is a flexible state of mind and openness to novelty. When we are mindful, we become sensitive to the context and the perspective. We are situated in the present. Mindfulness is not a vigilance or attention when what is meant by those concepts is a stable focus on an object or an idea. When mindful, we are actively varying the stimulus field. It's not a controlled process because mindfulness requires and generates novelty. Mindlessness, and on the other hand, is an attribute describing repetition of passively zoning behaviours. Empathy and egotism, portals to altruism, gratitude and forgiveness. Altruism is a behaviour that is aimed at benefiting another person. Yet altruistic behaviour can be motivated by a personal egotism, which is motivated to still pursue some sort of personal gain or benefit through targeted behaviour. Egotism has been heralded as one of the most influential of all human motives. Not surprisingly, therefore, egotism is seen as a driving a variety of human actions, including altruism. Thus, no matter how noble altruism may appear, those in the egotism-altruism camp believe that all altruistic actions produce an underlying benefit to the person who is doing the good deeds. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is freeing from a negative attachment to the source that has transgressed against a person, or a willingness to abandon one's right to resentment, negative judgment, and indifference behaviour towards one who unjust hurt us, while fostering undeserved qualities of compassion, generosity, and even love toward him or her. Forgiveness reflects a cognitive affective transformation following a transgression in which the victim makes a realistic assessment of the harm done and acknowledges the perpetrator's responsibility, but freely chooses to cancel the debt, giving up the need for revenge or deserved punishments or any quest of restitution. In particular, in forgiving, the victim overcomes his or her feeling of resentment and anger for the act. In short, by forgiving, the harmed individual essentially removes himself or herself from the victim role. Forgiving oneself. A person who feels guilty has a sense of remorse and typically regrets what he or she has done. To correct such guilt, some sort of reparative action is warranted, such as confessing or apologizing. The process of helping a person to deal with shame is a more difficult one for the helper than is the treatment of guilt. Given that we all must live with ourselves, it can be seen that the consequences of not forgiving oneself can be much more severe than the consequences of not forgiving another person. The we-me balance. The pursuit of individualistic goals to produce a sense of specialness has been deemed as the need for uniqueness, or the motive for distinctiveness, insofar as beliefs, performances and attitudes and so on are concerned. On the other hand, groups offer power to their members. The people in such groups protect and care for each other, and they form social units that are yet effective for context for the propagation and raising of offspring. Gathered into groups, humans reap the benefits of community. Both the individualistic and the collective perspectives have advantages for people, and that the best resolution is to learn to embrace the aspects of each. Is positive psychology possible? The major psychological theories have changed to undergird the investigation of strength and responsibility. No longer do the dominant theories all view that the individuals are passive, rather individuals are now decision makers with choices, preference and the possibility of becoming masterful. Evocatious or, in malignant circumstances, helplessness and hopelessness. We have a field of measurement in which negative states of depression, fear, anomie, aggression and hopelessness can be reliably and validly assessed. Psychology is now present to illuminate the positive side of life, the knowledge about what makes human life most worth living, most fulfilling, most enjoyable, and most productive.